And I'm Tom Rowe in Acre at the Wave Farm on WGXC's morning show. And we are joined now on the phone with Virginia Martin, the Columbia County Board of Elections Democratic Commissioner. Virginia, are you there?
I am here. Hi, Tom.
Hi, how are you doing this morning?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. We have been talking elections with Aidan Connor, who's running in the 102nd special election. And now we wanted to talk to you mostly about the Democratic congressional primary election that everyone's talking about. There's six candidates, and it's when is it, June? Do you know the date?
Oh, the June primary is June 26th.
June 26th. And do you know when do you have to register to vote if you want to vote in that election?
You have to register 25 days ahead of the election. That's typical for almost all elections, and that would be June 1st.
And is it too late to change if you're a registered Republican or working or something else? Is it too late to change?
It is too late to change your enrollment for this election. Yeah, to change your enrollment, you essentially have to do it the year before. So if you're registered, let's say, as a Republican and you want to vote in the Democratic primary, you could not do it this year. You could change your enrollment with your Board of Elections, but it wouldn't take effect until after the November election, so you'd be all set for any primary next year.
And that's the same for working families or Green Party or any somebody that might be very interested in voting in the Democratic primary.
Right. You have to think ahead on these things in New York State.
And so currently the six candidates are out trying to get petition signatures. Can you explain what they're doing?
Right. The way you get on the ballot for most elections, for many elections in New York State, is you collect signatures from members of the party line that you want to get on. So the Democratic candidates are trying to collect signatures from enrolled Democrats. And in the congressional primary to get on the ballot, they each will need 1,250 valid signatures. So typically what you do when you're a candidate is you try to get twice that many, you know, to make sure that you've got a good cushion.
Because you're going to get some working families people signing, thinking that they, you know.
Yeah, you might. Or, you know, you might get somebody who's really not in the district. I mean, hopefully people that are circulating these petitions and acting as witnesses, subscribing witnesses, have good lists of Democrats, and they're referring to the list. And they're only taking signatures from people that are on those lists that show up as Democrats. And so the signatures should be good. But
they probably are also out at walking around at public events and things like that where they don't have a list. You know, they're just getting random people.
Well, I hope they're not doing that.
Oh, they shouldn't. They shouldn't be doing that? That's not a good practice?
Well, it's just not. It's not the best practice, because you don't really know if you're getting valid signatures. It's best to have a list with you of the Democrats, and you can get that. You can get that from the candidate, or you can get that from your Board of Elections.
So they're probably going door-to-door, targeting specific voters? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, I don't know. They're probably doing a lot of different things. They might be going door-to-door. They might be, you know, out in public areas looking for people that they know, you know, are Democrats and are on their lists. There are lots of different ways to get signatures.
And the people getting the signatures, are they allowed to sign their own petitions?
They can sign a petition for the candidate that they're getting signatures for, but each sheet is called a petition sheet. It's not really called a petition. The petition is made up of many, many, many petition sheets, right? So, yes, a witness gets to sign the petition but cannot sign her own petition sheet that she's witnessing. In other words, if somebody wanted to carry a petition for a candidate and was a subscribing witness saying, I saw all 10 of these Democrats sign this petition, and I'm going to sign at the bottom and say that I personally saw them sign this petition, that's great. But somebody else has got to do it for me or for that person. If she wants to sign a petition herself, she's got to find somebody else who's going to be her subscribing witness, because she can't attest to the fact that she saw herself sign the petition.
And anybody else, you can you sign all six petitions for all six candidates, or can you only sign one?
You can only sign one. If you know, hopefully people only sign one. If somebody were to sign a second petition, and let's say they signed a second petition a day after they signed somebody else's petition, if those signatures were challenged, the second signature would be invalidated. It would be thrown out. And if somebody signed two petitions on the same day, if they were challenged, they would both be thrown out. They would both be invalidated. So just sign one petition. You know, choose your candidate, sign one petition.
So you got to make a choice already. People didn't think they had to make a choice until June, but it doesn't mean you have to vote that way, right?
It doesn't mean you have to vote that way. Yeah, if you think that you want to see a certain candidate on the ballot, you know, make sure that candidate gets on the ballot by signing that person's petition. And then when it comes to June, you know, you've still got all this time between now and June to learn more about each one of the candidates and decide who you want to vote for.
And is there anything else about the petitioning process that people should know?
Well, you know, it's a real exercise in democracy. I think it's good to get people involved in civics this way. I think it's great that all the candidates have been out there speaking to people, speaking to groups. I mean, sometimes all six of them are together speaking. Sometimes three of them are together speaking. Sometimes it's individually. So there have been lots of opportunities for people to learn, people in the district to learn who's out there that wants to represent them, learn about their, you know, their how they feel about the issues, you know, what their qualifications are. And I think it's just wonderful that people are getting so engaged this way and are working hard to make difficult decisions about this. And I think it's also wonderful that we have so many people that want to represent us.
Yeah, do you think, can you tell, is registration up this year?
Oh, I didn't look at those numbers. I would say registration's up a little bit.
And anecdotally,
yeah,
at least,
you know,
can say.
It's generally, we're seeing a lot of interest. We're seeing a lot of interest at the board, right, yeah.
And what other voting deadlines are coming up that people should know about?
Voting deadlines. Well, you know that we have this special election and registration for the special election.
Oh, right, because part of that is in Columbia County, the former Steve McLaughlin seat, right?
Right. Yeah, the former Steve McLaughlin seat, 107. Part of that is six towns in Columbia County, and we also have two towns in the 102nd.
Oh, right, yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Two are yes,
yeah.
Evaden O'Connor's,
so
yeah.
We've got
yeah.
two assembly districts here in Columbia County. So registration for the special election, mail-in registration is by March 30th, but interestingly, on a special election, you can also register later than that in person. If you come to the Board of Elections and register in person, you can do it until April 14th.
So March 30th by mail, April 14th in person.
In person, right.
For the
and
April
the election,
24th election, right?
And the election is April 24th, right?
And then the primary election in June is only for the congressional candidates. Is the gubernatorial, because we might now have a Democratic primary with Cynthia Nixon and Andrew Cuomo. That's in September, is that right?
That would be September. Mm-hmm.
So why don't they ever want to consolidate these primaries or some of these elections? It seems like we could save a lot of money. But they're all different kinds of election. I mean, the congressional is more of a federal, is that why?
Right. And they used to be consolidated. It used to be that the federal and the state and local primaries were all in September, and then the Department of Justice said, now, wait a minute, when you do that, you're not giving enough time for military voters to vote in the primary and then to get their ballot to them for the November election. So DOJ said, you have to hold your federal elections sooner than September.
The state didn't want to move also theirs into June.
Well, you know, one of the houses in the legislature wants to move it to June. Another one wants to move it to, I think, August, and they can't decide. They can't agree. So, yeah, they do want to consolidate, but they don't want to consolidate to the same date, and that's why we're still stuck with two dates.
Yeah, because and then Texas just had theirs, so it's across the board where states have their primary election.
Right.
All over the place, right?
Right. I mean, just like the presidential primaries, you know, and the caucuses, they're all over the place.
Yes. And right. Are there any other elections? What is the November election locally? Is it? It's for the. Is it the Board of Supervisors up in the or what? What is or towns vote? What? Who's voting in November in locally?
Well, hopefully everybody's voting.
Well, I mean, what offices? I mean, what offices? Yeah.
Well, in Columbia County, certainly we had our town elections last year, right? But this year we'll have the full state legislature, New York State Senate and Assembly. We'll have the top of the ticket will be, you know, governor.
And the congressional race, AD too, yeah.
Controller. Yeah, yep, federal Senate, certainly Congress.
Yes,
we have
Kirsten Gillibrand's seat is up for re-election this time, right?
Yep. And there are a couple of Supreme Court justice vacancies that will be on the ballot. And then there will be certain local races that will be on the ballot, too, in Columbia County.
And how soon do you have to register to get in for the November election?
It's always 25 days ahead of the election.
So in early October.
Right, mid-October. Mm-hmm.
All right, and then I just wanted to mention quickly, we talked before about this offline, and you hadn't seen the article, but the New York Times Magazine had a story in the past week or two about the company Election Systems and Software and how some of their election machines that they're selling had the PC Anywhere, the software on it, the kind that allows people to remote access log in to computers. Is that a problem, if it's true?
Yeah, that is a problem. There are two different voting machines that are used, that are certified in New York State, and ESNS is one of them. The bigger municipalities use ENS, like New York City, like Albany, Schenectady, Rochester, Buffalo, they all use ESNS. The smaller counties, like Columbia and Greene, use Dominion. I looked at that article rather briefly. I haven't read it carefully. It's very disturbing. It's very concerning. Yeah, I think everybody should read that.
And so luckily our local machines are not made by that company and, as far as you know, don't have any remote access applications on them.
I'm not aware that they have any, but I'm not aware that they don't have any. What we do in Columbia County is we try as hard as possible to make sure that we're not relying on electronic processes for our vote count. So while we certainly use the scanners and we get electronic results from them on election night, we also hand count the ballots after the fact to make sure that the counts that we got from the scanners are correct.
Yeah, and I'm just seeing this daily news story from yesterday where it says, Governor Cuomo fears Russia, other countries may interfere with upcoming state elections. Quote, this is a frightening situation, unquote. Is Russia possible to interfere with elections in Columbia County?
I don't think anybody's going to interfere with our elections because they know that we hand count the ballots. It's a wonderful insurance program that we have here. We hand count all the ballots. Everybody knows about it. I mean, we're known nationally, actually internationally, for doing this. So why would anybody try to
interfere with our elections? So the Russians know that you hand count the ballots, so they're not going to mess with Columbia County.
I'm not saying the Russians know, but I'm saying it is known internationally.
you don't think Putin is keeping up with Columbia County election procedure?
I think that'd be interesting to know. Let's look into that.
Well, we may find out from the special prosecutor may find out in the coming months. All right. Is there anything else that voters should know about upcoming elections?
You know, if you're not in the party that you want to be in right now, now's the time. You can't vote in a different primary this year, but you'll be able to next year. So pay attention. You know, register, get to know the candidates, and vote.
All right.
And work as an election inspector. Work your elections. Volunteer.
Oh, you need some volunteers.
We need volunteers, but actually, election workers get paid. They're not really volunteers because they do get paid, but we always need more.
And they should.
And that's true. That's true of all boards of elections. I think they always need more people to work the elections.
And people should call their local board of elections if they're interested.
Yep.
All right. Great.
Yeah, be good.
All right. Well, thank you for clarifying all those different upcoming election issues.
You're very welcome. Good All right. talking to you, Tom.
All right, thank you. Virginia Martin, the Democratic Commissioner for Columbia County's Board of Elections. Thank you.